Okay.
It's recording also, just in case.
If you're talking about Wayne, you can do it.
Tell me one. I'm going to turn the screen
on. All right, Chevron. Today is the sixth day of Mar Cheshvan. Today's the sixth day of Mar Cheshvan. And that means this upcoming Shabbos Kodesh is Yud Aleph Mar Cheshvan, which is not only the Yahrzeit of Rachel Imenu. Everybody should know that, and there's definitely what to talk about in Mama Rachel. But it happens to be as well Yud Aleph Cheshvan, the first Yahrzeit of my Rebbe, Rav Nosson Tzvi Zatzal, Rav Nosson Tzvi Finkel, the Rosh Yeshiva of the Mir. It's crazy to be sitting here a year later, that an entire year has gone by, that the world has existed for a year without the Rosh Yeshiva. The emes is, I miss him a lot. Hopefully the words today should be Lili Nishmaso, should be Meil Joysher for all of us. We'll read in the parasha this upcoming week, in parashas Lech Lecha Perek Yud Gimel Pasuk Hey, V'gam Lelot HaHolech Es Avram Hayatzon Uvakar V'ohalim. That Lot as well was going with Avram, so he also had much sheep and cattle and tents. And Rashi there points out, HaHolech Es Avram Mi Gorim Shahayelozos Halichaso im Avram. What caused that Lot had such Hatzlach in Parnas, had such Shefa? It was that just Mamish Halichaso im Avram. It seems to be nothing to do with his own Zchusim, just that he was walking together with Avram. Being close to a tzaddik, spending time with a tzaddik, can have an amazing effect on a person. So in the Rebbe Baruch, Rav Simon brings down, the Ralbag explains the reason for this, is that a tzaddik, a true tzaddik, cares deeply about all the people that are around him. He cares obviously about his mishpacha, and his talmidim, and his chassidim, and whoever it might be, but whoever it surrounds him, he cares about all of Klal Yisrael. That's a true tzaddik. As Avram Avinu, we see Avram Avinu cared about people, his tremendous midos, his achnasas orchim, how his mizgayer, hundreds of geirim, caring about others in such a deep way. And therefore, if the people around him he cares deeply about, if lo aleinu, difficulties are happening to them, they're not matzliach in their parnasa, and they're having illness, and having... So then, the tzaddik as well is going to be hurt by that. The tzaddik is going to have pain from that. The tzaddik is going to have tzar. And therefore, just by being around the tzaddik, the Ralbag explains, so Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to ensure that you have shefa, and you have bracha, and you have gezunt, and everything good in this world, for the sake of the tzaddik. So that the tzaddik is besimcha. So of course we all want to put ourselves in such a situation. All of us want shefa and bracha. And it's a big chizik to understand just by being around people who are tzaddikim can put us in a situation that we'll have atzlacha in life. But I'll tell you the truth. That Ralbag, that understanding of why Lot was successful, I can't say that's why it meant so much to constantly be spending time with the Rosh Yeshiva, with Rav Nosson Tzvi Zatzal. Although the yesod behind that Ralbag, I could say, is what I missed most. You know, the Mishnah in Avos says, "Asei lecha rav uknei lecha chaver." Asei lecha rav uknei lecha chaver. Make for yourself a Rebbe, uknei lecha chaver, and acquire for yourself friends. And there's a vav achibur. As if to tell us, when you make for yourself a Rebbe, asei lecha rav, uknei lecha chaver, you've acquired the best of friends. A Rebbe, a tzaddik, a rav, a gadol, is somebody that cares tremendously about everybody in his life. And again, like the Rabag explains, that will cause much success in your life, but just that tremendous caring that you feel, just that the love, the warmth from the tzaddik, the warmth from the Rebbe, the feeling that you have a best friend, is so uplifting and so unbelievable and so special and can do so much for our self-esteem and eventually for our avodas Hashem. I know that every time that I walked into the Rosh Hashiva, every single time I spent time with the Rosh Hashiva, I felt like I was with my best friend. Those few moments, whenever I was talking to Rosh Hashiva for Eitzah, for Bracha, whatever it might have been, I felt like all that he cared about in the entire world was me. And this is the Rosh Hashiva, the biggest Rosh Hashiva in the world, the biggest yeshiva in the world, who has the whole world on his shoulders. But for those moments, and it wasn't just me, I know this was the way every single Talmud felt. The love, the empathy, the warmth, the care. The care. I know there's no more special feeling than that. And that itself can do so much for one's growth, so much for one's simchas achayim, and therefore avodas Hashem. I remember the first time I brought my son to the Rosh Hashiva. It wasn't the first time I brought my son when he was a little baby, can't remember, but when my son was already old enough, and he was right around 3 years old, a little under, maybe two, he didn't have his upsharon yet, it was two and a little bit, or whatever it was, and we brought him to Rosh Hashiva, and the Rosh Hashiva gave him some candy, and we were talking, and at the end, when we were saying goodbye to the Rosh Hashiva, so I shook the Rosh Hashiva's hand, and then my son, the Rosh Hashiva put out his hand for my son, and Shmuel, instead of shaking his hand, he just went in and hugged the Rosh Hashiva. He gave him a hug. And it was the most beautiful, I started just crying, I had tears. I remember seeing that my son hugging the Rosh Hashiva. But that, I know, it was my son, from the youngest of age, a little child, felt such a warmth, because that's what you felt when you were in the presence of the Rosh Hashiva, it was your best friend in the world. So you want to give a hug. And a child who's a little bit naive and doesn't understand proper ways of life in a certain sense, go in for a hug. Zo. Because that's what he felt at that time. Because that's what was given off constantly from the Rosh Hashiva, that feeling. I remember when I was leaving Keren B'Yavne, coming back to America after learning for Keren B'Yavne in a year and a half. I was going to be in YU. I went to the Rosh Hashiva and I spent an hour with the Rosh Hashiva asking Eitzah how to be Matzliach and continue my growth in Chutz Laretz. We spent a lot of time. Now's not the time to give over all the Eitzah and everything he told me that day. And when I left the Rosh Hashiva, it was the first time in my life that the Rosh Hashiva, as I was leaving and I was saying goodbye, the Rosh Hashiva leaned over and gave me a kiss on the cheek. And I remember I left the Rosh Hashiva, I walked out of the Rosh Hashiva, it was already nighttime in Beis Yisrael, and I just started crying of the emotions of warmth that I felt from the Rosh Hashiva, and I mamish was floating through Mei Hasharim for the next hour. I didn't want to wash my face. I saw later, I went into the mirror to say goodbye to Rav Daniel Kalish, who I was very close to. Daniel Kalish at the time was learning in the mirror. I used to go to him for Shabbos all the time. And now he's a Rav in Waterbury, Connecticut, the Mashkiach of Yeshiva. Very big tzaddik, very, very special. And I remember my face, mamish, the smile and the emotions couldn't leave me when I was telling him that the Rosh Hashiva gave me a kiss. Little did I know, that's what the Rosh Hashiva, since then, the Rosh Hashiva, every time I saw him, would give me a kiss. But that was the first time. And that was the warmth, and that was the love. And that's Aseh Lecha Rav U'Knei Lecha Chaver. That's a tzaddik who cares about everybody in his life in such a deep way. There's a story brought down in the book of that Chanuch Teller put out. There were two books put out about the life of the Rosh Hashiva. I don't know how many of you read the books, but there how there was a Talmud that was being sent to the Rosh Hashiva from Chutz Laretz to go to Yeshiva. The parents of the Talmud wanted to be in the mirror. The parents of the Talmud felt the mirror wasn't the best place for him. It's too big. It wasn't going to work for him. He was not ready for it. And spoke to Rav Kalman Epstein, the Rosh Hashiva of Shara Torah in Queens. And Rav Kalman agreed Rav Kalman said he'll call the Reshiva of Nazan Tzvi to discuss and ask the Reshiva that he shouldn't accept the boy, but should suggest that the boy go learn at one of two other yeshivas that are smaller, and eventually later maybe come to the Mir. And Rav Nazan Tzvi was Mekabel and listened. He didn't know the boy yet, and he agreed. He assumed that Rav Kalman Epstein and the parents knew what was best for the boy. And he said, sure, when the boy comes to take the Bechina, he won't accept him, and he'll more give him chizik and push him to another yeshiva. The boy comes, takes the Bechina, he's accepted into the mirror and starts learning in the mirror. A little bit later, Rav Kalman Epstein called somebody to wish a mazel tov at a simcha in Eretz Yisrael, where the Rosh Hashiva was there, and the Rosh Hashiva overheard that Rav Kalman was on the phone, and asked to speak to Rav Kalman Epstein. And he takes the phone, he says, Rav Kalman, I have to apologize, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry, I know we agreed I wasn't going to take that boy, but what could I do? After spending a few minutes with the boy, I felt like he was my own son. I'm not going to allow my own son in my yeshiva. That's how the Rosh Hashiva felt. And that wasn't just one boy, that was 6,000 Talmidim and tens of thousands over the years, perhaps. Or not just a Talmud, anybody that would go in and speak to the Rosh Hashiva. Since the Rosh Hashiva was Nifter, Ben Zoicha to be in Eretz Yisrael over the past year three times, and mamish each time there was such a void, such a chisaron in missing out on the highlight of my trip to Eretz Yisrael, always missing out and spending time with my Rebbe, feeling that warmth. But it's more than that warmth. It's more than that care. And there's a pasuk in this upcoming parasha, a few pasukim later, Vayomer Avram Alot, Al Nasi Meriva Beini Veinecho Vein Royai Vein Roecho Ki Anashim Achim Anachnu. Avram says to Lot, there shouldn't be fights between our shepherds. Let's get along. We're brothers. And Rashi says, the Medrash Agada Doimim Bekluster Panim, that their faces were similar. Their faces looked similar, both Lot and Avram. Simon brings down from Sefer Zev Yitrof, based on the Gemara in Brachos, Nurches, Gemara in Brachos says that if you see, you have the schus to see 600,000 Jews in one makom, so we say a bracha. The bracha that's quoted here is we say just a shorter bracha, Baruch Chacham HaRazim, which is a bracha. Blessed is the Chacham HaRazim, the wise of all secrets, the Rabbeinu Shalom, who understands all 600,000 people at one time. But the length of your bracha in the Gemara, Baruch Chacham HaRazim, Shein Daitam Doim Lezeh, Vein Portsoifehen Doim Lezeh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu understands each and every one of us, whose das, whose knowledge, whose thought process is different, and whose faces are different. What that tells you is, our faces, the way our faces look, who we are on the outside is who we are on the inside to some degree. Panim mipnim is the same shoresh. And our face, if our face is similar, it means our das is similar. Because we see that they're being compared in this Gemara, this bracha, daitam doim zelzeh, portsofeim doim zelzeh. So if we say that the face of Lot and Avram was similar, well, we're really saying their das was similar. What does it mean their das was similar? As we know from the storyline, when the Malachim come to Lot and he's living in a makom of the complete antithesis to Ben Amma Chavero, he, with the risk of his life, he lets them in, he's Echdasus Orchim, and he's a Balmidos. His das was similar to the das of Avram. Where did he get that? He learned it from Avram. When you spend time around the Rebbe, around the Tzaddik, not only are you Zoicha that he cares about you, not only Zoicha to success because of that, but you learn to emulate the tzaddik. You learn to be similar to them. How are you going to know how to live a life as an Eved Hashem? Spend time around Avdei Hashem and see how they live their lives. To witness and to be around the Rosh Yeshiva Zatzal, to have the schus to be around somebody who is Moser Nefesh every single second for Torah, Moser Nefesh every single second for Klal Yisrael, to give of himself for others, to give him himself for Torah. How could I not be a different person because of that? I owe so much of who I am. So just spending time and being around the Rosh Hashiva. This is what a Rebbe is. A Rebbe is somebody who could care about you, could be there for you, and who you could learn just by being around to emulate, to be a true Eved Hashem, to be a true Ben Torah. And the Reshiva as well. Baruch Hachem Razim. Reshiva as well. Every Talmud was, he understood every Talmud and cared about every Talmud as a son, as we said. Mamish as a son. L'maisa the Reshiva. Reshiva is Oil Ma'amis. And what kind of chizik is this to you? Meaning just for me to share some of my thoughts because we're coming up on the Yahrzeit. So I'm giving you thoughts how much I owe so much of my life. You don't have this chus anymore. And I don't have this chus anymore to go be around the Reshiva. But I'll tell you as follows. I have this chus, Baruch Hashem, to have other Rebbeim. I have this chus to have my Rebbe Reb Lachman, my Rebbe Reb Neuberger, my Rebbe Reb Yitzchak Cohen, the Rebbe of Spiegel, the Menahel as well, was a very close Rebbe of mine. And all of these Ksharim, and all of these Rebbeim, all of these Rebbeim, everything I just spoke about, I could say about each and every one of them in different stories and in different ways. And so much of who I am is because of them. Asei lecha rav, k'nei lecha chaver. Make sure in your lives that you have Rebbeim. And Baruch Hashem, you have Rebbeim, you go to Shir, but Rebbeim that you're close to and that you spend time with and you go to for Eitzah, that you feel that love and that care, that you have people that you can emulate. We learned in Daf Yomi not long ago that by being around the Rebbe, Emas Rav Aleim as well. When you have a Rebbe that you're Bekesher with, it will be a Shemira for you because it's Emas Rav Aleim. You feel you have to hold yourself to a certain standard. My Rebbe is watching. My Rebbe knows what's going on in my life. I'm going to allow. You know, you're getting to a time in your life, and I see it. You're entering a time of your life where you're much more free. You're much more on your own. Now, Baruch Hashem, you're still part of a yeshiva. Being in a Bezer Hashem, Bishal Toiva, move on and get married and be out and have parnasa and whatever it might be. And maybe Bizoich is still to go to Shurim and hopefully learn as much, but to be part of a yeshiva in the way that you are now, it's not so pashut later in life. But if you have a Rebbeim that you build Ksharm with now, the effort life, so Amos Rav Aleim always, even if you're not with them constantly, you know you're going to see them once in a while, you're going to call them, and you have to hold yourself to a certain standard. So now you learn from your Rebbeim, and now you grow from your Rebbeim. And now you build Ksharim from your Rebbeim. Like I had this chus to grow and learn from Rav Nosson Tzvi Zatzal. And you'll be zoicha that you'll see it's a lifelong lesson of growth. It's something you'll have with you always. Bezer Yom Yisbarach, we should be zoicha that from these small stories and small ideas and understandings of who the Rosh Yeshiva was, we should be zoicha to follow in his footsteps. He should be zoicha to be Mel Tzosher. We should be zoicha to be back together with him, with Mashiach Zidkenu, v'mheru v'yameinu. I don't know what I did here, if I did it or not. Then Eitan did also. Did I do it?
Looks like it, yeah.